Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today is our, I guess, Phase 4 recap. The year is almost over, and all of our Phase 4 content has come to an end. So we're going to kind of go through it all and talk about what we liked, what we didn't, what was our favorite, what was our least favorite, and what we hope to see in this next year and in Phase 5. So I guess to kick it off, we can just really quick run through what all was in Phase 4 in case people don't remember, because it's a lot to remember. There's a lot of stuff. So for movies, we have, and these are not in order, I should have found a list that was in order, but anyway, Black Widow, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, The Eternals, my list just bumped, Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder, and it ended with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. But we also had the addition of all these great series, and they really kicked off this season. So we had WandaVision, Falcon Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, I Am Groot, which sort of counts, and She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Then we also had two, they're listed as TV movies, but Marvel refers to them as special presentations. So we had Werewolf by Night and the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. So, wow, what a ton of stuff that was packed. I didn't even really think about the fact that WandaVision was in Phase 4, and so that meant all of the series that we've watched were in Phase 4. I sort of forgot that that was a part of this. So that's crazy. There's a lot of stuff this year. Or I guess not just this year, but this phase.
Yeah, there was a lot of content.
For sure.
Also, why does Letterboxd have I Am Groot, but not What If?
Ooh, that's what? Interesting.
Yeah, I was just doing a search, and it's like, that's the frustration, is people are like throwing like random movies called What If into their Phase 4 rankings because it's not there. But I just did a search for I Am Groot, and they have each episode, so you can go and rank those episodes.
Oh,
those little shorts, which is crazy.
I get that I Am Groot was part of it. I feel like I Am Groot was just a fun miniseries that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe they have huge plans for that in the next phase, and we're going to see all of that come to fruition. So I guess we can kind of break this down, if you guys want, into your favorite series, and we'll include the special presentations in that. And then our favorite movies or movie or however many you have that you're like, that was my favorite. so I guess let's start with movies, because that's what the majority of people will have seen. Unless you A, have Disney Plus, and B, are a huge Marvel fan, you probably didn't watch all of the Marvel series. So if you have time and you haven't watched them, you should go watch them. They're all great. But to start with movies, I honestly think I'm torn between Shang-Chi and Thor: Love and Thunder. I know not a lot of people enjoyed Thor: Love and Thunder. It was a little wild, but I really liked it. But also,
and these are our favorites?
Yeah, yeah, we'll start with our favorites.
Oh, goodness.
But also Shang-Chi. I loved that movie. Out of all of this phase's movies, that's the one that I probably watched the most. So, gotta put that in my number one. Black Widow and Eternals, other than Kit Harington and Blade talking at the end of Eternals, not for me. Black Widow, nonsense, had nothing to do with anything other than to introduce some new characters. Multiverse of Madness was cool. Spider-Man No Way Home was cool. But it was also sad and depressing because it was like Marvel sending Spider-Man to Grandma's house for three more movies before we get him back. So it was kind of like, they did all this really cool stuff, and then they immediately had to like just wipe it clean and act like it never happened before, so that when they get him back from Sony, they can do whatever they want. So that, I don't know, I have angry feelings, Sony. And Black Panther: Wakanda Forever was a great movie. It was just too recent for me to have seen it more than once, so I don't know that I want to like give that a top spot, but I think it falls like strongly in the middle along with Doctor Strange. Then I think Spider-Man. Then I'll put Eternals, because like at least it sort of had something to do with something. And then Black Widow is my least bottom of the barrel.
Man.
Hot take.
That's some hot take right there. Whoa. Well, I will say, you can follow me on Letterboxd. I've got a list. It's got all my Phase 4 ranking, now including I Am Groot. I just don't know how to put What If in there. Letterboxd, get on this. Man, those are some hot takes. My favorite. When we look at the movies, like, my favorite is Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, that to me is just, it's just so good. I get it that it's sad and depressing, but that's just the kind of person I am, is I need all the feels. Those are my favorite movies, and that's what I'm itching for in Phase 5. I need more feels, but Spider-Man No Way Home is incredible. But Shang-Chi's up there as well. That's like my number two in terms of movies. Not number two on my entire list, but for movies alone, Shang-Chi's next, and then Wakanda Forever. I really like Wakanda Forever. It's really good.
So what's your least favorite movie?
My bottom is Thor: Love and Thunder.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
On the bottom?
Under Black Widow? Under Eternals?
Y'all are dragging Black Widow real hard.
Look, nothing against anyone that worked on that movie. But it is not a good movie. Remember when they jumped out of the plane or whatever that tower, whatever it was? I don't even remember because I don't want to watch it again. But it exploded and they jumped out of it, and it looked like a high school production put on, got a green screen donated, and someone was like, yeah, I know how to use it, but they didn't. And they made that scene.
COVID.
Right. Well, true. Maybe
Eternals was like bottom of this list for the longest time, but I don't know. I'm just not behind Thor: Love and Thunder. That was just a miss for me.
Zeus blew his clothes off.
I mean, it's going to... Okay. Yeah, just the overall, like, approach that Taika took with Thor: Love and Thunder, just the comedy didn't work for me. It's that's such unfortunate thing because it happened so early. Is whenever you get the tone, I was just like, really, I'm gonna have to sit for another like hour and 30 minutes of this, and it was just like, it was rough. The thing with Eternals is like, there's so many characters, and it's just there's substance there. Like, there's really interesting things there, but I do think it was just a bit of a mess. Like, right in the middle is like Doctor Strange and Black Widow for me. Those are, which Doctor Strange was kind of low on my list for a while, but I've seen that one quite a bit, and the more times I watched it, the more things I found to appreciate in it.
There's one movie that was left out of this list, and I want to know if you two think that it should be added to this list. Because if it is, it's going to be on the very bottom of my list. Morbius.
Yay! I did write it down. Oh.
Technically, a Phase 4 movie. But I...
And that it was released during the release of other Phase 4 movies.
Exactly, yeah. It came out during Phase 4.
It did come out during Phase 4.
And they try so hard to make it.
Yeah, canon. I didn't include that because I did this as my MCU Phase 4. And Morbius is like, just, I don't know.
I guess
I should add that to Phase 4. Yeah, I don't know. Morbius is going to be at the bottom. Probably not at the very bottom, but it's going to be near the bottom.
Not at the bottom?
What? Something was worse in your eyes than Morbius?
I mean, Thor: Love and Thunder.
Oh, no. All right, Elisa, I'm ready to hear you back me up.
Okay. Well, I will preface this by saying that I misunderstood the assignment and only officially ranked the ones from this year. but that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. You guys have reminded me of all the stuff that is in Phase 4 proper, and so I can spitball a little bit here. Okay. So my favorite from this year was Wakanda Forever, of course. But my favorite out of this phase is Spider-Man No Way Home. I know that it had sad parts, but it also had the most joyous and funny and just, you know, happy feels parts of any other movie in Phase 4. And it's pretty high for all of the MCU movies together. So I liked that it was really, really sad, and it had... I wouldn't call the ending bleak, but it was a bittersweet ending. But it was coupled with all of these themes of like familial love and friendship, and God, it was so, so good. And of course, the nostalgia trip with having Toby and Andrew back was just great. The others from Phase 4 that I thought were good, besides Wakanda Forever. I don't know why y'all hate so much on Black Widow. I thought that it was perfectly fine. I mean, and I am not as critical of the CGI stuff as y'all are, but...
I'm not hating on it. It's like right in the middle. I think it's rewatchable.
It is rewatchable. I've seen it a few times now. And I loved that we got Yelena. She has been awesome in everything that we've seen since then from her. So I'm looking forward to Thunderbolts. As for the rest of this year... I'm sorry. I have to throw this out there. My least favorite was Eternals. Eternals is not a bad movie. Eternals just... It doesn't have the stuff that makes me want to see a movie again. It had interesting ideas. It was a mess, but it wasn't a hot mess like Thor: Love and Thunder. I will take a hot mess over a regular mess any day of the week. So it was a little bit too broody and self-consciously epic for me to really get behind, if that makes any sense. It was okay. Had some neat visual stuff happening. If they make another movie, I'll go see it. But for now, I'm just kind of like, oh, that was the one I was the most met on, besides Morbius. And at least Morbius provided me hours of joy watching reactions of videos of it on YouTube. But Multiverse of Madness, I liked more than Thor: Love and Thunder. Multiverse of Madness was yet another kind of hot mess express, but it was a really fun hot mess express. And it had Sam Raimi providing just like insane set pieces all the way through the movie. And that part was cool for me. But yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder was, it was trying very hard to be funny when before it was funny without having to try hard.
That's true.
And so that made me sad.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my best job of ranking these kind of on the fly.
That was good. I think that Eternals for me was rough just because like there's so much that they could have done that they didn't do. And to kind of like introduce these characters, but very quickly so that they could get to like the story where the characters are already established. It was like, you didn't give us enough time to like learn who these characters are before you just shoved in our face who the characters are supposed to be. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that was my problem. And again, good job, everyone who made Black Widow. You guys made a movie during a pandemic. Good on you. I don't like it. I like the characters. I think all the characters that were introduced were great. If they had literally called the movie The Red Star or Yelena, like maybe I would have liked it a little bit more because it was like, oh, okay, this is someone else's story. But to watch Black Widow's like origin story happening post-origin and also post-death, it was like, what is this? Did you do this on accident and forget to release it? And then we're like, oh, just put it out. And they put it out. Like, I don't know. It just didn't make sense for anything.
It was late. They should have made it earlier. Yeah.
Definitely a timing thing. I agree there. Yeah. If it was released earlier, I think it would have had a much better overall impact.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Act. Mm. Yeah.
So from these movies, I guess from phase three, they decided that, hey, you know what we could do? We could make a bunch of series. And boy, oh boy, did they. And they were all great. So let's dive into the series. They came out strong with WandaVision. I, as much as I love all of the series that have come out, I feel like WandaVision hit different than everything else that's come out since. I don't know if it was just like they had nothing against the writers on any of the other ones. I love all the series, but maybe WandaVision had better writers or more money because it was like their first one. I don't know, but WandaVision should be my top. I'll say it like that because it's not my top because there were other ones that I enjoyed more. But as for a like well-rounded show or series, WandaVision should be number one. For me, I gotta say it's a toss-up between Hawkeye and She-Hulk because they were just so different than anything else we've seen. And come on, listeners, you know me. I like the funny stuff. I want to see the funny and the cool. And that's all that those two were. It was just like comedy, maybe an action scene. I think She-Hulk maybe a little bit lower, so I'll say Hawkeye won because there were like a couple dud episodes for She-Hulk. But overall, I think those two were my favorite. I would say my least favorite would probably be Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I didn't like any of the series. Like, I loved all of the series, but I think that one started really strong and then quickly got out of hand, and then the rushness of the ending just kind of was upsetting, that they sort of tried to end it, but they did it too fast all in the last episode. So I don't know. I don't know that I could rank the other ones, because I like them all. I'll split it into top and bottom. I would say top would be probably WandaVision, Loki, Moon Knight. What If was really cool. And then bottom, but again, not bottom because I didn't like him. I still liked him. Miss Marvel, I Am Groot, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Oh, and I forgot about the other things. Werewolf by Night in the top, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. That's probably my number one. That was blew my mind how much fun that was. But I know that those are a little bit different because they are like short films rather than a series.
Yeah, I think with the short films, I like them both really. I thought they were really great. But because they're short films, I'm just kind of putting them in the middle of the list. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't like light. It's just, I don't know. Look, comparing to everything else, they're kind of like their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's weird, too, because like Werewolf by Night could have been a series. But Guardians of the Galaxy, no way. That they're just, there's not enough there to make that a series. It just needed to be a one-off little short. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does it for my series ratings.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, especially with WandaVision. I mean, there's so much we owe really to WandaVision, even to Phase 4. I mean, because of Phase 4, we're doing this. Like, it's crazy. Just I've been reflecting on that a lot this week. But for me, a lot of these kind of fall together. It was tough to differentiate a couple of these, but like Loki's like my number one. I really, really liked Loki. Right below that is WandaVision. For me, like Hawkeye and Falcon and Winter Soldier are about neck and neck. I really enjoyed both of those. I've been rewatching Hawkeye just for the holiday season. And then it's like Moon Knight and Miss Marvel are about the same. And then lower end for me would be like just the shorts, like the Groot shorts, and then She-Hulk.
I could see, like, She-Hulk is one of those ones that, like, putting it in my top, I already know that that's probably in no one else's top. I understand that, like, a lot of people didn't like She-Hulk, but I just thought it was so different to everything else that we were getting that it stood out.
It's really
out
funny,
for me.
Too. Yeah, but it's like, you look at like the two that are really just different. You'd have WandaVision and She-Hulk, which is crazy because it's almost like, for me, they're like, it's like top list and then bottom. I appreciate a lot of what She-Hulk did, but I don't know. I wish there could have been a little bit more there. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know. I like Falcon and Winter Soldier. I kind of want to rewatch that one again. I really like that one. There's so many moments in that I would have loved to see on a big screen. Mm-hmm. Like that series probably has some of the best action.
Oh yeah.
That's really for sure. Would have been elevated if it was a movie to see on the big screen.
Well, and I feel like the first half of that series did have like movie level CGI and effects. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, the second half of it didn't.
COVID.
Yeah, true. Right. So it was like, oh, what happened? All right, Elisa, how about you?
Okay, another reminder that I misunderstood the assignment and I only ranked the ones from this year. My favorites overall are still Loki and WandaVision, with Loki probably edging out WandaVision by just a tiny bit. I mean, aside from those being characters that we all, you know and love, those two had the strongest emotional core of any of these shows. And I think the WandaVision especially, it was so tragic. Mm-hmm. But it was also, it had, again, moments that were so fun and lighthearted, and it was like ridiculously imaginative, and I loved all the ways that they incorporated the different eras of TV. Like it was so great. And y'all know I'm just Norse trash about Loki, but right under those two is She-Hulk. I loved She-Hulk. It was so funny. Tatiana Maslany turned in like an incredible performance. She was so great. And I liked all the fourth wall breaking stuff. I liked that it kind of made fun of the formula of these shows and these movies. I was about it. I was there for every second of it. The filler episodes that you guys don't like, I loved them. I also really liked Falcon and Winter Soldier. It would be probably middle-ish somewhere, but definitely elevated by my boys being in it. I've got Sam and Bucky both. And for this year, Miss Marvel after She-Hulk, Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special right after that, Werewolf by Night. And then there at the bottom, like for everything, the two that I had together were I Am Groot at the very bottom. I don't feel like I need to explain that. And Moon Knight. There was nothing wrong with Moon Knight. I want to begin with that. There was nothing wrong with Moon Knight. It had many great things in it. But it wasn't one of the ones that engaged me the way that others did. And I think it's partly because I don't know much about the character. I grew to really, really like Steven and Mark, especially Steven, because he's precious. It overall was not super my thing. Mm-hmm. Much how She-Hulk might not be other people's thing. It wasn't that it was bad, because there hasn't been a bad series yet. And did I forget about What If? I really liked What If. Throw that in there somewhere.
I feel like What If and I Am Groot are hard because, like, they...
Yeah.
You know, What If is kind of on its own. And yes, it has spun off now into some other things that are coming up in the next phase. But realistically, it doesn't have anything to do with the MCU. Like, we're not seeing any of that happening in the movies. So
we're seeing flavors of
it. Like homages.
Yeah. But that's fine for me, because I like seeing how weird all the different versions, all the variants of the main characters' stories are. That was mine. I still like Loki and WandaVision best, but She-Hulk is coming in really strong.
Well, I will say that, like, for the movies, it was a little harder. I do feel like there were some movies for me that I didn't like. But for the series, there wasn't a single one that I didn't like. Even I Am Groot, I enjoyed it. Did it have anything to do, or did it lend anything to Marvel as a whole? No. But it was fun.
It was cute.
Yeah.
That him throwing a fit is a really good reaction gif.
Kids loved it, so.
Yeah. So this week is a little bit of a shorter episode, but before we wrap up, I just wanted to quickly shout out our Phase 5, because that is where we're headed next. It's going to start with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, and it's going to go all the way through question mark, because there are still some question marks on the list of films and series. Right now, the official list, if you will, has Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Marvels, Captain America New World Order, Thunderbolts, and Blade listed as the movies. And then for the series, we have Secret Invasion, Echo, Loki, Ironheart, Agatha Coven of Chaos, and Daredevil Born Again. So, already kind of stacked, but definitely that is not it. There's going to be more added to that. Whether it's things that we think we know, like Fantastic Four, or if it's things that we don't even know are in the works yet. So
I'm wondering how much of that could be mutant related.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
I do expect we're going to get something, whether it be like some kind of special short or an unannounced series that's going to be solely around mutants. Mm-hmm. I think that's coming sooner than expected.
Or like when they're going to start showing up more in the movies now.
Was Loki season 2 in Phase 5?
So yes, Loki season 2. I just said Loki, but yeah, it's season 2.
Yeah.
And then I know there are some other things that I'm pretty sure we know are coming out that aren't on the official list.
We did recently get the official title for the next Shang-Chi movie.
Ooh.
I don't know if either of you saw that.
I did not.
It's Shang-Chi and the Wreckage of Time, I believe it's what it's called.
Sticking with the time, I get it.
Yep, Shang-Chi and Wreckage of Time is going to be the title for that, but it's a 2025 release.
Okay. Well, the list that I have for Phase 5 is up till 2023 to 2024. So I don't know if this will end and Phase 6 will be 2025, but I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is we have these and we're going to get some more, and this phase will last a little longer than the usual 2-year phase.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how much we'll get there, because even the powers over, which was probably, I don't know if it was Feige that actually officially announced this, or just the overall MCU team, you know, they said they have paid attention to the fans and Phase 4 and all the mixed bag that it was, and they did say that they're going to focus more on quality versus quantity, so... Yeah,
well, then maybe, but I know that we also have Armor Wars, What If Season 2, and neither of those are on the list, but I know that those have been announced, along with Fantastic Four, but...
And Deadpool 3.
Yeah, so I don't know where those fall with this phase, if they will do just a shorter phase... Or not, I guess not a shorter phase. It's as far as the movies go, it's about the same number of movies. But it is less series. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out next year.
I'm ready.
So thank you guys for listening. The year's not over, so I won't say have a great next year yet. But be sure to join us for our next episode, when we'll talk about ?? You'll have to listen to find out. But thank you guys for listening. And any last thoughts before we go?
Oh, man.
I just want to remind everybody that there was a part in Morbius where they referred to the Nobel Prize.
I think that's where we're going to end this episode. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.